It's heard of the chamber time.
Yeah, I remembered this time when I saw the phone ring and I looked at the number, I thought, it's Joe Hurd. It is Joe Hurd, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
All right.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Last time we checked.
Well, good morning, Joe Hurd. It is that time for our every other Monday visit with Joe Hurd, President, Executive Director of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce. All right, Maestro, what's on the plate today?
Boy, I'll tell you what, there's no shortage of things going on in the community, and that's certainly a good thing. And
absolutely.
We haven't had a cancellation, knock on wood, of any kind for quite a while, so we're on a roll, and we want to stay there.
We managed to, no pun intended, weather the storm last week. We were expecting, I heard just some ridiculous ice amounts that we were supposed to get, and we barely got a coating. It was a little bit slick on Friday, but that's good, Joe, that the weather has not impacted any events so far in 2022. So, and now I guess hopefully everybody's starting to turn the page, and now that we're into February, we're almost a week in. Is everybody looking towards spring now and getting by this nasty cold weather that we've been having?
Yeah, I think we're hopefully we're beyond it. We knew that our annual meeting was the one that we really were concerned about, and we got past that on the 28th of January and had a nice event and a really good weather day. So we're always at the mercy of Mother Nature this time of year with everything that we do, but we haven't canceled anything so far, and we'll keep on that road.
Hey, one of the things you have coming up this week, Joe, is the Breakfast Club. That is on Thursday. And what's on the agenda for the Breakfast Club for the Chamber members?
You know what? People are going to think we're crazy, Dave, because in this morning's Altoona Mirror, we had a nice article about our Breakfast Club speaker, Kevin Courtois, from the United States Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And in our email newsletter that also comes out on Monday morning, we had a nice article about our speaker at the Breakfast Club, who is a young lady named Becky Mannion from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
You know,
well,
it's one of those things where on Friday afternoon, after it was too late to change anything in the Blair Business Mirror, we got a call, and Becky is going to be replacing Kevin as our speaker. So we're getting another good speaker from the same organization, but people who read both those publications are going to be scratching their heads wondering whether we've completely lost our minds.
No, we gave you the opportunity to get the word out as to who's actually going to be speaking.
Yes. Yes, and I appreciate that. So we're excited to hear about what's going on at the federal level regarding things that impact the business community, and it's just it's something that we've been able to get a speaker from the U.S. Chamber each year. They come to us from the Great Lakes region, which is headquartered in Chicago. So we're really looking forward to hearing, you know, as much as we can about federal legislation or pending federal legislation and things that we can anticipate happening during 2022, if you can ever anticipate anything happening beyond next week.
Now, you know what, Joe, I've learned, even in our small little world, you can't anticipate anything anymore because things change so quickly. And I wanted to ask you, now that you brought up the United States Chamber of Commerce, do you ever use them as a resource or a source of information? How do you use them regularly?
Very often. They've got a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of resources available to us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a member of that organization for, well, before I even started at our chamber. But and I happen to be actually on their employee benefits committee, so I have some access to some things that maybe I wouldn't ordinarily have. And They've been extremely valuable to us as we've kind of negotiated some of the issues that have impacted business and gotten a little bit of a slant on those issues that has been helpful.
Hey, one of the things coming up in about 6 weeks, I guess, is the Home, Garden, and Healthy Living Showcase. And I see you have a committee meeting about that tomorrow morning. But how are things going? New venue for it this year at the convention center. And how's that looking preliminarily, so to speak?
Yeah, things are looking really good. We've got a lot of businesses that have already signed on as exhibitors and as sponsors that we haven't had in previous shows or haven't had in quite some time. So that event we're really looking forward to, and we could use a few more exhibitors in the healthy living end of that. We have a few. UPMC has been an exhibitor with us at the show the last couple of years since we added the healthy living component, but we'd like to kind of beef that up a little bit. But as far as from the construction side and from the landscaping and all those type of things that people are looking forward to as we get closer to spring, we've got some good representation already and expect to have more. We're still more than a month out.
Okay. Hey, a couple of things coming up here, some ribbon cuttings there at the end of the month on the 24th. And one of those is at the Super 8 by Wyndham on Fairway Drive. And then your second one, what's expected to be a really happening kind of place, the Columns on 11th Avenue in downtown Altoona. And as a matter of fact, it'll be really happening because after the ribbon cutting that takes place at about 4:45, that just tails right over into February's business after hours.
Right. We're really excited about that. And Chris Cook, who many of you are probably aware, he's becoming a more common name in downtown Altoona because he's invested in a number of properties and taken some businesses that were not maybe doing quite as well and has turned them into some very outstanding businesses in our community. And so one of the businesses that he's purchased was the Columns, which Irv Seltzer, the late Irv Seltzer, had owned quite some time. And both those ribbon cuttings are kind of indicative of where we're going, hopefully, in terms of businesses really becoming more than maybe they have been in recent years. The Super 8 has been a member of the chamber throughout the years, but the ribbon cutting that we're doing for them commemorates a really extensive renovation that has taken place at that hotel, and we want to let people know about it and have them check that out because that hotel has really been substantially upgraded and is certainly somewhere that you would want to recommend to people coming into the area to visit.
One last thing, I need to talk to Chris because I got to get somebody in downtown Altoona that puts a root beer barrel in their store. I don't care if it's Richardson's, Heinz, I don't care. I don't even know if Richardson's makes root beer anymore. But that's the one thing, I don't know why I have such an endearing memory of going into Woolworths and Grant's in downtown Altoona, and that root beer barrel would just stare you right in the face when you walked in.
some temptations are unavoidable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there is one down at Texas on
they still have a root 11th, beer barrel.
They have a barrel. I don't know if they pour anything out of it, because when I go in there, I never see anything. I never see anybody getting a root beer out of that barrel. I don't know if it's just a decoration or if it actually works. And I'm not making fun. I'm actually kind of asking a question. But a lot of history downtown, Joe. And one thing that I like when I go into a lot of the buildings is seeing the old pictures of the way downtown used to be. And, of course, with all the reconfiguration and the additions of roads and all of the new buildings, it's changed quite a bit, but the nostalgia down there is still pretty compelling, I think.
Yeah, it really is. And when you have people that are willing to invest, you know, to keep some of the the old things and invest in some of the newer things that kind of accentuate those things. It's really exciting to see, and it's very much needed in an area that has a high priority on travel and tourism, as ours does.
And Joe, what would you know, with all the infusion of the college life in downtown Altoona, which has actually brightened up the downtown area, a few more business or any perspective, without, you know, leaking out any plans or, you know, giving away any secrets, are there some more business plans maybe for the downtown area?
I know that there are again some of the businesses that that have been, you know, kind of unavailable over the past couple of years. I know that there are some discussions taking place about further investment. What Curry is doing down there with that building, the Vipon building, and having St. Francis come in,
right?
You know, to offer classes there. There's just so many good things happening downtown that the people who have you know, from even from the standpoint of city council, what they've done to help, you know, make that process a lot smoother to get some of those businesses underway and to help them. And ABCD has done a good job with their, you know, helping with the grants and loans. And so it's a lot of people working together, and it's really starting to pay off.
Well, Joe, we hope you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
We hope you keep very busy. We hope you have a lot of ribbon cuttings, because that only ribbon cuttings only signify one thing. Something new is opening or something renovated is reopening, and that's always good for business. So we hope you get a lot of those.
Yep. We're hard at it, Rich, and we'll keep you know, we'll keep you informed, and I'll check some things out before I talk to you in 2 weeks. And
okay. Well, hey, thanks for getting that on your calendar and calling us this morning.
And I remembered.
Yeah, I'm impressed with that, because last week, 2 weeks ago, I didn't remember. I think our deteriorating mental skills continue to potentially be a problem.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, between the three of us, if one of us remembers, that's probably a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
33% has always been good.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, have a great week.
All right, thanks again, Joe.
All right, bye-bye.